That's right. The Drive is live, and we're live in the building. Clint's here. Tyler is here. Tyler's ready to go. Got that 12th man jersey on?
Yeah, bright.
Are you all the 12s, or is Seattle the 12?
First of all, we aren't the 12s. We're the 12th man.
I have both of y'all in here. I had to try to lob.
Seattle.
Every time I try to sneak the Seahawks as the 12th man past Tyler, Tyler could be swamped back there doing a podcast, cutting a video, cutting audio at once. He will drop it. No. They're the 12s.
Those are the 12s.
We're the 12th man.
And 12 sounds so lame, too. 12th man's way
better. He could be in his sleep. Somebody could just yell, "Yo, Seahawks, 12th man, baby." He'll come up out of sleep. No.
Hell no. Just, damn it. We have the rights legally, baby.
They went for that
Take
thing.
Take your ass to court.
Yeah, all right. Good to have you in here on a...
Before Tyler sues somebody, let's get moving.
Before he does. Good to have you in here on a Friday as we continue to roll through. We're a little bit closer. College football
game week.
This week, and then next week it'll be about the Bills and the Texans and an Astros team that is still rolling and moving on too as well. So a lot to get to. As we roll here, whenever we're talking about the Tennessee thing, it always reminds me the first time I talked to Clint. I was teaching a restraint course, and I got to
tie somebody up.
Well, not tie, but really, it's more trying to de-escalate by talking. But then, if you have to, we had to teach our. Are people how to restrain?
Gotcha.
Just in case. And so I'm teaching the class. I'm like, I remember Armin was like, "Well, here's the number you got to call. You got to call Clint." I remember I had to sneak off into one of the offices, and all I could think about was Sean McDonough's call. That's like it's crazy. As John said, he was in it. He was at the stadium. Clint obviously was participating, and I vividly remember being at my house watching that game on Saturday night. I legit remember being there watching that game, and all I could think about was Sean McDonough's calls the entire time. I was calling and the phone was ringing, and then you answered. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Well, luckily I didn't hear the call.
It's the sad thing, Tyler. You like maybe within almost 7 years, maybe some people don't know this to listen, but like I am. One of my weird things is I memorize calls.
Yes, like, it's one of my favorite things about you.
And I have that one memorized. Now, I will never say it. I have Sean McDonough's call. I have that call memorized.
People, he knows these calls.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Like, you get the cadence down on these play-by-plays. You have every word.
I mean, if I'm ever going to hear it, I'd rather it come from you.
It's the wildest talent I have ever run across.
Before I knew him, I used to say it. Stumbled it.
Stumbled and fumbled. Isn't that what it is?
Yes, it.
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, man. It's life, man. It's reality, unfortunately.
I know. We talked for about 15, 20 minutes. I said, "Wow, all right."
Is it a fumble?
Yeah, well, ain't no doubt about it. It was definitely a fumble.
didn't know this was going to be. But no, man, it's good times. Good times. Well, that wasn't, but, you know.
Ah, hell, man, it is. It is nowadays, man.
Be able to roll through it. Clint's just been through a couple of fights through it.
I mean, a couple fights. I actually opened my Hall of Fame speech with it, too, because they just introduced me, and everybody the whole time kind of trying to avoid it. I said, "Nah, we ain't going to avoid this. We're going to punch it right in the mouth." That's me. I did it. Yep. Appreciate y'all for overlooking it this year.
But Sean did with that Notre Dame schedule, right?
You got to get out in front of it before somebody else gets you.
Yeah. All right. Can we start here? Because I don't want to say that I was vindicated or I feel vindicated. I don't want to do that. I don't want to throw things. That's not my style. When I'm clearly right about something, to bring it to your attention. That is not my style. I'm more of a humble guy that kind of moves And, all right,
is that my boy Ron?
That's how I am. But there were many people on the text line yesterday, YouTube, Twitch. Get off of Hunter Brown. Get off of him. Ah, yeah. Look what he did. Get off of him. He had six innings.
My buff boy, Hunter Brown.
Get off of him. Clint was right. Don't you feel dumb. That was a lot coming. It was coming through. There were some people who was listening to the show late and was on the Odyssey app and was behind. They were chiming in to tell me about it about 2 hours later. And the whole thing was, to me, I just said, man, that's not good enough. That's unacceptable, is what I said, for him to have the pitching coach to have to walk out there in the second inning on him.
That ain't good enough.
It's unacceptable for him to put himself in a situation which appeared good for him, and the way that he was able to attack hitters, and I think his offense helped him to be able to attack hitters after that four-run inning. But good for him to attack hitters and keep his pitch count in a place where it looked like there was no chance he would get through six, although Clint Stradamus saw it, but there was no chance he'd get through six. And listen, it's one thing if I say it, but after the game, Hunter Brown spoke to the media about the game and the second inning. Just remember, he went six innings, two earned runs, quality start. They won. They won the series. He is madder than a damn hornet in his press conference. He is hot talking to the media. Here he is right off the bat.
I mean, honestly, I was kind of dragging my blanket a little bit after the second inning. I couldn't believe
I've heard this 17 times. I know we need to get to the point. I'm sorry. What does that mean? Is that a common term?
Blanket thing?
I have never heard I was dragging my blanket. And Clint is
like a little kid.
Pouting.
I can put it together, but is that a phrase that is normal? Have you heard that? I've never heard it.
Okay. I'm going to use it with my wife. Okay. I'm going to use it with my wife probably this weekend.
I heard him say it, I get it, obviously, but I was like, is this a common phrase?
Right. That I never heard it.
You know where I was thinking, Tyler. This must be two Americas. I've never heard it. Because he said it so smooth, I was dragging my blanket a little bit. Like I thought, okay, I'm like, all right, is this a thing? All right, sorry.
I'm going to tell you, clearly Hunter Brown has had a pouting problem in the past, like as he was coming up. And yes. Either his father or a coach that had him, or a trainer that had him long term, literally probably wrote on a postcard or something for him, stop dragging your blanket.
Damn. Okay, all right. I'm sorry, I had never heard it. You can start it. I had never heard that before. I've listened to it 17 times. It stopped me in my tracks every time I was dragging my blanket. All right, go ahead.
I mean, honestly, I was kind of dragging my blanket a little bit after the second inning. I couldn't believe that. I mean, I'm better than that, you know, than to do that. But, I mean, that was unbelievable, honestly. And if Pena can't, you know, make an out on the play, nobody can. So, you know, they earned it. I mean, it is what it is. I was really not happy about that inning. It cost me like 100 pitches, basically, in that inning alone. I mean, obviously, that's hyperbole, but, I mean, I just... So, yeah, I don't know if I got angry or I don't know. I just was better than that. I feel like I was better than them. That's kind of my mindset there.
Love it. God, I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. No, he has a standard. And you all should have a standard. Someone just texted in that my take on him was inexcusable. No, he just told you. No, he has a damn standard.
Just being diesel.
All right, his team just gave him a lead. Clint, he goes four hits. Two earned runs allowed, a strikeout. He threw 28 pitches that got him to 48 total after two innings. This was all to the bottom of the order. Jake Rogers has like 11 hits on a season, the catcher. Like, no, I love that right there. That's why he's an ace.
Yeah, that is a baseball boner. No doubt about it.
I'm telling you, it is. Usually, I leave those to you.
That is why Hunter Brown is. That's why I'm so high. That's why everybody's so high on him. But that's why I love the dude, man. Is that makeup? It's one thing to be really talented, obviously, and be able to pitch, but it's another thing to have that mentality, be able to articulate that in a way, and where, hey, I'm just simply better than that. I'm it's unbelievable that I let that happen, kind of deal. I agree with
He's
you.
He's still mad. He's still mad as he's sitting there.
In fact, this is why Crane isn't gonna let him out of the building.
I was kind of dragging my blanket.
You always take it too far.
It's the one guy, man. Baby Ver.
Baby Ver.
Baby Ver. Baby Ver never leaves Houston.
Always take, man, just take it too far. I hope you're right. We'll see. He's got to prove me wrong first to look at that. But
I was kind of dragging my blanket.
No, man. That was clearly apparently. This is a. Charlie Brown reference, Linus. Got it. My point is, I did not know that was a normal phrase that was used, and I've clearly from you two, it's not. And
now, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm not well versed in much, but those kind of phrases like that, I feel like I'm pretty well versed. I've never heard that one, and I absolutely love it. Now, I was also not a Charlie Brown fan growing up, so I don't have. You know, I don't have it all, but that's good, man.
I was kind of dragging my blanket.
That is going to be overused in my household.
Text line coming through. If only Emi could have big game hunters, mental toughness. No, yeah. No, man. He was bad in that inning. And I think a big key to this, and this is why I was saying it yesterday, Clint, is the deal is he has to be. Somebody, they know what they're going to get, and he has to be great. There are three dudes on this team for this crew to have the chance to make a real run, that when they get out there and it's their turn to perform, that they perform. And that is Yordan, him, and Josh Hader. Jeremy Pena is trying to make a turn here on this and add himself to that list. But those three guys, they have to impact in a major way, right? Like, you know, you can't have a game where Yordan has, you know, seven guys on base and he doesn't get a hit, you know, and he, right. You know what I mean? You can't have him, like, in a playoffs, and I think this is something that Hunter is thinking, in a playoff game, you're one bad inning from that being the game. And he can't, like, they can't have that from him.
Well, not when we get to the games that obviously it's win or go home. I mean, that's the formula obviously starts with Hunter Brown and Yordan Alvarez. And when those two guys are really good to great, those are games that in the playoffs the Astros are going to have to win. I mean, you're not good enough otherwise for that. I mean, you've got to – I'm not saying it's solely on Hunter, because it'd be hard to win it yourself. But when he pitches – And Yordan swings it well, you got to win those games, and it's that important that they obviously do those things come playoff time.
I don't know why people believe Clint's hating on Charlie Brown. I don't think that's fair. He just wasn't a Charlie Brown fan.
I was not a cartoon. I mean, Thundercats is about all I got, boys.
I didn't watch cartoons either.
I watched all the cartoons.
I know you did. I could see it in your eyes.
I was a Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah, but see, I was too, but I didn't watch the cartoon.
I got you. No Cat Dog, no Rugrats.
Nah, man, I didn't do Rugrats.
Real Monsters.
Nah, man, I did. My Brother and Me.
Doug.
Clarissa Explains It
All. Ooh, that was a good one.
I did Doug a little.
I like
Doug. I had a thing for Patty Mayonnaise, but
she,
like,
was fine.
A little. I wouldn't. I would just go regular fine. I wouldn't.
Look how excited Tyler.
Yeah, I did. I did a lot. Like, I didn't do like Tailspin and stuff like that. I didn't do that. I dabbled in Popeye the Sailor Man a little bit.
My mom liked that show a lot when she was little.
That's about it, man.
I tell you, I hit that screen door when my eyes opened, yeah. Boy. We was in them streets.
Rugrats
if,
was
if
the
not,
best.
If not, I had one eye open watching Skinamax when Dad thought I was asleep. That was about it. That's about all you boy had.
Through the static.
That's it, man. Dad thought I done fell asleep on the couch. Ooh, boy, you.
Well, when I ran into Taxi Cab's Confessions at 10, 11 years old,
real sex.
That always followed it. I was going to let you say it.
That's so good.
Baseball Talk on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity Score, the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. All right, I know, guys don't want to talk about this person, especially Brandon Scott, who has declared he is done.